And finally today, back in early 2020, Florence Welch and members of her band, Florence and the Machine, were about a week into recording a new album when the pandemic shut everything down. So, like many of us back then, Welch, the band's frontwoman and vocal powerhouse, went home, in her case to London, to figure out how to cope with the new reality. The result of that period of forced stillness and isolation is out now. It's called Dance Fever, and as you will hear, it's a cathartic, boisterous, and yet wide-ranging album that perfectly captures the pent-up collective energy of 2 years spent mostly inside. And Florence Welch is with us now to tell us more about it. Florence Welch, thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations on the album.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for having me. Yeah, it's amazing to be on NPR. It feels very serious.
Oh, dear. This is oh, no. Proper. Oh, no. In a good way or not a good way?
In a good way. In a really good way. I'm like, oh, this is like big girl stuff.
Oh, boy. Okay. So, I was thinking about the fact that this is your first album since 2018. You were working on the new album, but now releasing it and working on it in a very different time than you anticipated when you started. Do you think that it's different from what you would have said and done if you had worked on it the way you'd intended? I guess what I'm asking is, like I'm asking all of us, is how did the last couple of years change you and how did it change your work?
It's such a funny thing about this record because I had said at the end of Highest Hope, I'm going to stop, I'm going to settle down, like no more songwriting for a while, I need to stay still because touring is hard and putting yourself out there, even in records, is hard and like it doesn't get any easier. You'd think you'd get used to it, but actually like the more you give, the more you give and the harder it kind of gets. And so at the end of Highest Hope, I was like, I need to take a really big break. And I did not, you know, it was like the album kind of came to me in a flood and it was like a fever. It was like you can try and settle and not write or you can get carried away in this fever of songs. And then when I went home or I had to come home, it was really interesting. I had been questioning whether I wanted to keep touring and whether I wanted to like make records and why couldn't I settle down? And I guess the fable of the album was like as if the spirit of creativity kind of heard me and went, okay, you're going to question this. You're going to kind of question this gift. And so I'm going to take it away from you and see how you feel without it. And that was really interesting to me. It was as if the kind of like whatever creative gods I was in communication with were mad at me or something for questioning them. Or that was kind of the fable that I created around it. There's a line in Cassandra, I think, that it was like, as empires crumble and cathedrals flatten in my heart, where I was like, I felt like I had, my whole career had been about getting as close to people as possible through gigs and performance and even encouraging people to kind of even get closer to each other, to embrace each other, to tell each other that they loved each other. And it was as if this empire of touch or this kind of cathedral of connection was just kind of crumbling and I didn't know when it would come back. And yeah, I felt, for all of my wondering, oh, do I want to do this? When I really thought it was gone, I was like, I don't know if I can, I don't know what I'll do in a world without performance. I really was bereft.
There's so much there, which is, I think, maybe why you do write songs, so that you can express things that other people feel and don't have the words for. But I was going to start with another song, but I feel like now I really need to play King, which I feel says so much about what you're describing. So can we play a little bit of King?
Yeah, of course. Yes.
All right, here we go.
We argue in the kitchen about whether to have children, about the world ending in the scale of my ambition and how much is art really worth. Everything you're best at is the thing that hurts the most. But you need your rotten heart, your dazzling pain like diamond rings. You need to go to war to find material to sing. I am a mother, I'm a bride, I'm
I mean, at the top of the song you sing, we argue in the kitchen about whether to have children, mm. about the world ending and the scale of my ambition. The very thing you're best at is the thing that hurts the most.
Yeah.
And I can only say, wow.
Yeah, and how much is art really worth? Because the very thing you're best at is the thing that hurts the most. And I think it just, it's like, that's like the summation of my life. You know? And also the conflict of being in a non-traditional role, you know? I never thought about it kind of going in as a young woman into making music. You know, it was like these fears about what am I sacrificing or what other avenues am I missing out on by keeping kind of doggedly pursuing the thing that I love, that I've loved the most, that I've dreamed of since I was a child. I never dreamed of marriage or children. It kind of wasn't in, I just thought it was something that would happen. Do you know what I mean? I was like, oh, that's just something that happens. Like, I'll focus on the work and that's something that will just kind of, that will probably just happen. It wasn't like something. And then you kind of, it was funny, as soon as I hit 35 and it happened all at the same time. I turned 35 and then it came the time to book tours in again. And that was the moment when I realized that for me, the next 5 years in terms of having a family and like making those decisions, that time was becoming more and more precious and pressured. And it was like I hadn't thought about it till that moment. And the rage, I was so angry.
I was going to ask about that. Did you feel a sense? Because you're hearing the song and you think this is a bop, you know, it's cool. But then if you're listening to the words, I just want to ask you, did you intend what I hear, which is rage?
It's rage. I'm so angry. I'm so angry. And my performances are so bodily, you know, they're so like entrenched in my body. And I think it's like, there are a lot of ways that you can make it work. But for me, it definitely felt like I would have to choose, you know, depending on how I wanted to use my body for the next couple of years. And just the rage was so like acute, and the it was frustration as well, just the frustration, which I think is the scream at the end of it.
So the last thing I wanted to ask you about, I understand that you shot the videos for this album in Kyiv before the war.
Yeah.
And you dedicated the video for the song Free to the spirit, creativity, and perseverance of our brave Ukrainian friends. It's such an emotional and difficult, terrible time for so many people. But I did want to ask what gave you the idea, and have you heard from any of the people you work with there? Like, how are they and how are you?
Yeah, so Autumn to Wild is, she'd worked there. It's like a kind of, Kyiv was like her second home to shoot in. She had crews there that she loved, and we shot it there in 2021 in November. And there's such great crews out there and like have amazing special effects teams. And we knew we wanted to fly, and we knew we wanted to make this epic. And Autumn was just like, I have got an amazing team out in Kyiv. Do you want to go to the Ukraine? And I was like, oh, I would love to. And I'd always wanted to visit anyway. And so we went out there and we just had the most amazing time. And there was sort of, there was no sense of just how much horror was around the corner. Mm. And I'm so sorry. It's so hard to talk about it without crying.
Mm. You can cry. A lot of us have cried.
Yeah, it's really, you know, those videos, you know, we couldn't have, you know, they are my favorite videos I've ever made, and we couldn't have made any of them without those crews and those people. So, yeah, it's, me and Autumn have just been just so upset. It's really hard to talk because it's like a feeling I don't even know how to put into words. Maybe it's still a bit of shock, I think.
Well, something tells me that you will find the words, because that's what you do. That was Florence Welch. She's the lead singer of Florence and the Machine. The band's latest album, Dance Fever, is out now. Florence Welch, thank you so much for talking with us. Thank you so much for this album. And let's keep a good thought for all those who are suffering now and in pain.
Yeah, I had a really nice time. Thank you so much for the chat.